Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. It's hard to believe that Week 17 has arrived. Paul Perillo of Patriots Football Weekly breaks down this division matchup against the Buffalo Bills. It's time for 3 Points with Perillo, presented by Putnam.
Patriots coming off their most impressive win of the season, but there's still some work to be done. Buffalo is here and a first-round bye is at stake. To me, with the Bills, it all starts with that front four on defense. That pass rush, very, very gifted, very deep. Led, of course, by Mario Williams. The Bills have 56 sacks in the season, the most in football. That's going to put some pressure on the Patriots' offensive line. I think the way you combat that is to run the football. We saw that in Baltimore. They had a lot of success with the physicality of the Ravens. This is a defense in Buffalo that can be run on, and I think you put it in Blunt, you put it in Ridley, and you put it on that offensive line to run the football. On defense, the Patriots need to continue this improved play stopping the run. This is what Buffalo wants to do. It's one of the more dynamic run games in football with C.J. Spiller and Fred Jackson. Both of these guys are going to end up over 900 yards for the season, so they pretty much share the load, and the Patriots have been much better last couple of weeks stopping the run, especially against the Ravens. They completely shut down Ray Rice and Bernard Pierce. That's going to need to continue, and it's going to be more difficult because Buffalo, A, has a better offensive line than Baltimore does, and B, those two running backs that I mentioned have been far more productive. So, for the Patriots, defensively, going to have to continue the stout play up front. My last point this week, and we're down to week 17. We have one team that's playing for nothing and one team that's playing for a first-round bye. And to me, the best way you can go about that when you're the favorite and you're the home team is to get off to a good start. Don't give Buffalo any reason to feel like they have a chance to upset somebody and spoil someone's playoff success. Make sure you get a lead here, and I think Buffalo will turn tail and go home. Whether it's E.J. Manuel playing quarterback or Thad Lewis, this is not an offense that should put a lot of pressure on you. Get off to a good start, get a two-score lead, and make sure Buffalo has no illusions about pulling off an upset. Prediction time here for the Patriots, and I really think they're in a great spot to nail down at least the number two seed, and depending on what happens in Oakland with the Broncos game, maybe even a number one seed. I feel like all you need to do here is stay focused. Don't get too happy about that big performance against Baltimore. You have to focus. It's been a holiday week, a little bit shortened in practice. Make sure you come out ready to go. This is a team in Buffalo that is rising, but not quite ready to beat a team like the Patriots here in Foxborough. I think the Patriots come away with a 31-17 victory and nail down a first-round bye. And that's going to put a wrap on the regular season. We'll be back as soon as the Patriots play in the playoffs.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.